Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll find your local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life podcast with the editor of Cobb Life magazine, Katie Ruth Camp.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Cobb Life podcast. As always, this is Cobb Life editor Katie Ruth Camp, and I'm so excited to have a friend and colleague and singing partner,
so many things,
and Alisa Blanchard. So thank you for joining us today,
Alisa. Thank you for having me, Katie Ruth. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so Alisa is a partner with Odell, O'Neill, Hungerford, and Blanchard. I think I got all the names
you
in
did.
There, right? And she also recently won our Best of Cobb Best Family Law Attorney. So congrats. I know your firm racked up in like all the things.
We did. Individual attorney, overall law firm. Leslie Hungerford also won, you know, Best Probate Attorney. Nick Booth, corporate attorney.
Justin and Leslie,
individual attorney.
I saw the ad that you guys put out listing like everything you want. I was like, how could you even fit that in one ad? It's so many things.
Well, you know, when you're this involved in the community, it's hard not to have that community support.
Yeah,
which is
absolutely
really what the Best of Cobb is. It's the community supporting and highlighting, you know, our business.
Yeah, well, and that too, you know, there's been so many people that say, well, I don't understand why I didn't win, or, you know, I do this and this. It's so much about being out there in the community, being involved, but then also putting the word out and really encouraging your supporters to vote for you, because you can't just expect somebody to just log on and vote. You kind of have to, you know, it's kind of like marketing. You got to get out there and push for the vote.
Indeed. Indeed.
So with family law, I know you deal with divorces, custodies, adoptions.
Anything that falls under the domestic relations umbrella. So absolutely.
Right.
Custodies, divorces, adoptions, modification cases, you know, after a domestic dispute or case has been resolved, if there are any modifications that need to be made afterwards. So yeah, anything that falls under that umbrella, contempt actions to enforce orders as well.
So how has this past year and now been for you? Because I can only imagine during a pandemic, either a marriage is going to get stronger or it's going to break because you're together 24/7.
Or did it increase? Well, I mean, honestly, I think it's been pretty steady for me and for the firm. I don't know that I've seen a huge jump. I think it's pretty much been the same. We stay busy, though, so I'm probably the wrong person to ask. We're always busy, which is a blessing. So, I don't feel like we've had a huge change, though, in our normal workload.
Yeah, yeah. I know you've also recently been appointed as a part-time magistrate judge for the Cobb County Magistrate Court. So congrats.
Thank you.
Boss lady.
Thank you. I'm excited about that. Our chief judge, Brendan Murphy, appointed me. And Judge Murphy is just an excellent judge. And he previously appointed me to the Board of Ethics. So when the opportunity came for, you know, openings for the part-time magistrate and I applied, it was great to know that he knew my background and thought that I would be a fit for the magistrate court. So I'm excited. I'll be there tonight.
Always working.
I'll be at magistrate court tonight.
Now, I was trying to think before I came here how you and I met, because I know we've been involved in so many things together. Mm-hmm. Was it through Leslie Hungerford?
I think it was through Kiwanis.
Was
Cassie.
It?
I think Cassie might have introduced us. Cassie. Hey, Cassie. If you're listening. Cassie Kostoulis. I think it might have been through Cassie through Kiwanis first.
Oh, from the U40.
From the U40.
Okay.
Yes, from the U40. And then you've come and you spoke for U40 too.
Yes,
I
remember
speak
that.
To U40. And then we've been together ever since. Singing at the Strand.
I know. I so miss our Strand Ole Opry's.
I know. Plug for Andy Gaines and Camilla Sanders, if you're listening.
Yes.
We can't wait to get get back. And the Opry is just so great. It's, another community thing. Mm-hmm. Odell O'Neill, Hungerford, and Blanche, we support the Strand. I sing.
Yes, you
do. With the Opry.
Do you sing?
I can hold a little note.
If anyone has heard Elisa before saying, I sing a little. Very much of an understatement.
A little bit. But I love the Strand, and I'm with you. I cannot wait to get back to sing with the Opry. And there's so many of us in the community who volunteer our time and sing, and you just build those relationships and friendships. And what better way to do it in a manner that supports such a landmark and such a piece of history of Marietta than the Strand, right?
Yeah. And I had Andy on, I think it's been about 2 weeks ago, and we were just talking because he was my first guest on this podcast, like pretty much exactly a year ago. And it was like, well, we're probably going to be closed for 2 weeks, but we'll see what's going on, you know. Yeah. And then a year later, it's like, holy moly, what a year it was. And I know you and I have done so many of those Strand Old Opry's together. They're so fundraisers for the Strand. We volunteer our time.
For years now. I think the first Opry was in, I said it the other day, 2016, right? Maybe? The Oh Brother Show?
Yeah.
So it's been a long time.
Mandy Burton and I sang I'll Fly Away. I remember that was the very first show. And then it was so popular that we became coming up with new ideas for different themes. And I think now we're kind of like in this, well, we're going to be before the pandemic. We were kind of in this phase where it was like Johnny and June or, you know, different bands cover their songs and not even necessarily bluegrass, but we kind of turned it into a bluegrass style song. But yeah, it's been, I can't wait to get back to that. How did you get involved in that?
Cassie.
Too? Okay. Things go back to Cassie and Andy,
Everything goes back to Cassie and Andy. Yeah, Cassie just, we were one day, she just said randomly, she had this idea.
Had she heard you sing before?
She hadn't. So for all she knew, I couldn't sing. But she was like, hey, here's an idea. I think she knew I could sing. I think she heard that I knew how to sing. I don't think she'd heard me sing at that point. But Cassie was her idea, and she rounded us up. And it's just grown since then, you know. But again, it's, you know, I was happy to do it, happy to get involved in the community. I mean, that's the foundation of not only my individual foundation, but the foundation of our firm. It's getting there and serving our clients and serving community. So I was happy to do it and can't wait to do it again.
And how did you come to the law firm?
I actually met Justin when I was in law school. I interned for Judge Flournoy, who was a chief judge at Superior Court at the time. And I met Justin, and Justin had just been a great resource for me. You know, I would ask him advice about, you know, school and work, and, you know, and I was ready to make a transition at the firm where I was at the time. And I remember I met with Justin. I was like, hey, what do you think about this? And he's like, well, what do you wanting to do? And he's like, no, you got to stick with family law. We'll find something for you. And then literally, I still have the email to this day where he's like, don't make any decisions. I just spoke to Leslie. And I'm like, oh my God, now he's talked to Leslie and, you know, trying to convince me of what I need to be doing. No idea that they had talked and were going to offer me a job. They weren't even looking for another attorney at the time, but Justin saw that, you know, something in me. He's like, yeah, I want to have her here at the firm.
Well, what a fun crew to work with, because I have to say, I'm personally friends with both Leslies.
Yes. Hungerford and O'Neill. Hey, Leslies.
As well as Justin. Yes. So, and, you know, I have so much respect for all three of them because they're great people. They're involved in their community. They're fun.
Absolutely.
But they also are very hardworking. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that's a great team to surround yourself with every day.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really wonderful to work with a group of people who love what they do, you know, enjoy being attorneys, and like you said, just hardworking. I definitely feel like I've become a better attorney working there at the firm. Mm-hmm. Many times I'm in Justin's office or either Leslie's office. You know, we discuss cases, whether it's our own individual cases or whether a new case has, you know, been reported, and Justin will email and say, hey, y'all look at this case. So we definitely spend a lot of time doing that. And we have fun and we genuinely care about each other, which is nice.
Yeah.
So you have coworkers or colleagues, but you also have friends. So it's wonderful.
What are some of the weirdest or wildest things you've had to deal with in your profession? Because I imagine there are a lot of stories that come with working in family law.
There are. I will say, just working in family law, you're dealing with people and their emotions. And whenever you're in litigation, right? People, you know, these are individual lives. But family law is a little different because these are people's families.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're done, when the case is over, you know, they still have to be a parent to these children and co-parent with this individual that they're divorcing or you know, whatever the case may be, whether it's a grandparent custody case. So I've seen a lot. I don't know that I can give a real example. Or, you know, would give an example of a case, but I've seen a lot.
Yeah, because I imagine, you know, divorce is so emotional. Mm-hmm. And then when you throw kids into mm-hmm. the mix, it's all, I can see where some people might almost use the kids as collateral in a situation like that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised some of the things that you see, but we're equipped to handle it. And we, no matter what the facts are or who the parties are, we're going to do our best and represent the clients and apply the law and advocate zealously. So that's what the clients expect, and that's what we're going to give them.
Yeah, well, it's a difficult profession, I imagine. Mm-hmm. So what do you love about your job? What inspires you about what you do?
Well, I actually started in family law as a teenager, believe it or not. I interned for a family law firm in Marietta, and I decided in high school I wanted to be an attorney, and through the youth apprenticeship program at Marietta High School, I had this internship at this law firm. Mm-hmm. So I have been around family law since I was 17. So I love it. I love what I do because I definitely feel like I'm making an impact on somebody's lives. Like I said, when I'm gone, when the case is done and I submit that final disposition mm-hmm. form to let the courts know that this case has been resolved, these people are going back and living their lives with these same individuals, right?
Right.
Or they're picking up the pieces from separation, or they're picking up the pieces and recovering from the emotional, you know, because sometimes not just divorce, right? You have grandparents' custody cases where you have, you know, we may be representing a grandparent or a parent, and on the other side is a grandparent or a parent either requesting or saying that they do not want visitation or their parent mm-hmm. to have visitation. I mean, there's so many different areas and cases that come up. So I definitely feel like I'm making an impact and helping people through this transition in their family lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And speaking of family, when we get back, I want to talk to you about your fun family.
Yes, I've my met Caribbean family.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
So we are back with Elisa Blanchard, who is all things Marietta, singer, attorney, judge.
Marietta Blue Devil, don't forget. I love my high school.
Yeah, Blue Devil alumnus. So give us some insight into your background. I know you were one of last year's Cobb Live List 20 Under 40
Yes, I'm very
winners.
Happy
about that. So I know we got to know a little bit about you through that article, but you obviously graduated from Marietta High School, grew up here.
Absolutely. Well, I moved here right before I started high school.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
I grew up in New Jersey, a little Catholic school girl in Orange, New Jersey. and then we moved down here to Georgia. And so I graduated from Marietta High School. And so Marietta's home for me and my foundation. I have two brothers and two sisters and 5 nieces and nephews.
Oh,
and
my
goodness.
I have
a huge extended family. We're Caribbean. My parents are from Haiti.
Yeah.
And yes, I do speak the language.
You do.
I speak Creole. My French is not that great, so don't ask me to say anything in French.
I was going
to
say, can you say something for me?
I can say something in French. Bonjour in French. That's good morning. And comment yeah, that's Creole. That says, how are you doing in Creole?
Yeah. So your extended family still speaks?
Yes, we all speak the language.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
We all, the new, like my nieces and nephews don't, right? Mm-hmm. That's shame on my sisters. and brother for that.
Calling them out on it right
Shame
now.
Shame on them. But if I have children one day, they will definitely speak the language. Culture is very important to me.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of my heritage there. So, but yeah.
Do you go back to Haiti?
I have never been. Shame
really?
On me. Yes. No. Shame on my parents.
Yes.
Shame
let's,
on my parents.
Let's just spread all the shame to the
and,
family.
And
today,
my
right?
dad actually went back 2 years ago, but it was probably more than 2 years ago because it was right when I started with the firm with Justin, and my dad went back for 2 weeks, and I'm like, I can't go. I just started a new job. But yeah, I have not been, but I do want to go with my parents one day. I need to go. I need to go at least once. But a lot of my family's here, so mm-hmm. you know, I don't really have a lot of extended family still in Haiti. I mean, we do, but like all my first cousins, and they're all here in the
yeah.
state. So
I can only imagine how fun your family gatherings are, because I know during the awards program for the 20 under
yes,
40
you saw my loud.
So, you know, I'm on stage and I asked all of y'all to send me like your walk-up music, because I wanted it to be like, you know, when you're going at bat, like if I'm going up here to get this award, I want it to, you know, be something that represents me. And I think you had like a cool Beyonce
yes.
song or something.
Love Beyonce.
I just remember when I announced your name, your family just went wild. It was like, they're cheering for
yes,
you.
Yes, they
they're
are that family
up.
At the event, at the high school graduation where they say, hold your applause. That is my family. Miss Colburn, Lee Colburn was my principal. Miss Colburn, that was my family. That was not following directions.
I loved it, though. That was so much fun. And I can only imagine with all of your nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters and,
yes.
and everybody.
We have fun family gatherings. We're actually doing an Easter egg hunt for the kids on Sunday, and we always do too much. Like, I've got a trunk full of candy. Why? We don't need all that. I mean, same thing. We had a huge Halloween party for them, and we dressed up in costume. Why? We didn't need all that. You know, we always go above and go overboard.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's the nature of being, I guess, Caribbean. Everything is big and loud and exciting.
Yes. Well, I want to talk to you, too, on the same vein of young professionals. This year, I'm chairing Cobb Young Professionals under the Cobb Chamber of Commerce. But you are my vice chair.
Yes.
Which means
I'm
you
excited.
Will be chairing next year.
Next year. I have big shoes to fill.
Well,
AJ, then, well, Ashley, then AJ, then you.
Well, and it was funny. Rebecca Chadwick with the Chamber, she was laughing, talking to me yesterday, because at one point we had a CYP event at the Hunt House in Marietta. It was our first social of the year.
Yes. Yes, live music. Thank you for that, Katie.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, it was supposed to be a St. Patrick's Day social, but obviously it was like horrendous tornado weather that day. So we moved it to the first.
Yeah. And had a great turnout.
Yeah. Great turnout. So I was actually really mm-hmm. surprised because, A, when you have to reschedule something, most of the time people drop off. Mm-hmm. And then, B, yesterday was like the one day where it was like going to be a high of like 48
right.
or something.
Yeah.
It was like,
but we moved it inside, so it was nice.
Yeah, it was kind of inside outside hybrid. But yeah, Rebecca was laughing because she was like, we were all looking outside and it was you and AJ and Elisa uh-huh. all cutting up outside. And it was like past, present, future.
Yes. I told AJ we needed to take a picture before we left, and we didn't do that. Well, we should. The three of us should have taken a picture.
You and I got a picture.
Yeah, we did. But at the golf tournament, April 28th, I hope our listeners out there, hope they join
yes,
us. But yes,
yes,
we'll have to take a group picture at the golf tournament.
Yeah, because I know last year, so for those who aren't familiar with CYP, we always have a golf tournament that raises money for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, which is our year-long sponsor.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Pam Yonker. For CYP. And it came up last year, and AJ is a big golfer. And
yes.
AJ was like, you can do this if you want to, Katie. We're having a golf tournament, which, of course, pandemic, we didn't anyway. But the topic came up of, why don't we have a tournament at Topgolf?
Which I thought was a fabulous idea, and we brought it up last year.
I know, and AJ was like, nope, we're doing a golf tournament. But I think it's so fun because there is no way I can play 18 rounds of golf. Like, it would take me 6 hours, and I would be the last person on
yeah,
the
yeah.
board.
It's good, exactly, because we have our CYP, you know, attendees, and sometimes, you know, people who aren't part of CYP can attend
yeah.
the golf tournament, too. But for those of us who don't golf, you don't feel intimidated, and
yeah.
you can go and still have a good time, and, you know, top
I mean,
golf, you really
I'm
don't have to.
I'm still not so sure that I'll do very well at this. I have played top golf a few times, and I'm, like, one of those in putt-putt or you know, Top Golf, whatever. It's like I either get a 6 or a 1.
See,
like,
I don't even know what those numbers mean, though. So well, you're like, even better than me.
Like putt putt, you know, like if you get a 6, it took you like 6 tries to get it in the hole, or I get a hole in 1. I'm not really. There's not a lot of medium ground.
There's no in between.
So I'm either really lucky or really bad. Yeah. So, but that's the beauty of Top Golf.
Absolutely,
it's fun, and I was so excited too because it's always been a struggle to get sponsorships with, especially something like CYP. I mean, people want to be in front of the people that are young professionals, but it's not a charity per se. So it's a little harder to get sponsorships for. And man, I still have people asking how they can sponsor for the golf tournament. And I'm like, we're out.
Yeah, we're out. And our firm, Odell O'Neill Hungerford & Blanchard, we're presenting sponsors this year. We're happy to do it.
I know. That's so awesome. So, but for people who are unfamiliar with it, definitely get involved. You'll definitely see me and Elisa a lot. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Certainly
it's
a good thing for you.
Thing.
But I'm sure people are tired of hearing me talk.
Well, I don't know that there's many.
Even on here.
There are many places you can go without seeing, you know, us.
I know. So what do you love most about this community? Because you are so involved between being a judge, being an attorney, the Strand, CYP. I mean, you do so much. And even your firm does so much for the community as well.
All of us, too, which is nice. It's not just one person who's really involved. We are all involved in some capacity.
And it seems like from day one when Justin and Leslie started it, that was like one of their goals was to be very community oriented.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You guys sponsor a lot of stuff. You're
and
involved
attend
in
a lot of stuff.
You attend a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love it. I love being involved in the community. Like I said, even though I moved here right before high school, Marietta's home for me. Cobb County is home for me. I live in Cobb County. So I just love being involved and just getting to know more, you know, people in the community. I definitely feel like you make an impact. You just never know who you're going to meet and, you know, what they might pour into you, what you might even pour into them.
Mm-hmm.
And just the relationships, like you and I have become friends just from becoming involved and, you know, just being around. And I think it's very easy, especially I know for me, when I graduated law school, it was just kind of like, okay, well, what do I do now? Like, I literally felt that way. I remember sitting one day and saying, okay, well, now what do you do? Because you kind of accomplished that goal and you've done that. And it's like, what's next? So I started getting involved for that reason. It's kind of like a selfish reason now that I think about it to get involved. But it's been so rewarding, though, because not only have I made friends, I've had other experiences. Like through Kiwanis, for example, I've done key leader camp before and gone up to Covington and did camp with kids, you know, high school kids, you know. So it's just been a great experience, you know, to give back. And there's a lot of goodwill with that. I definitely believe that, you know, when you give back and you get involved, there's some goodwill that comes along with that, which is nice.
Is that something that you would tell young attorneys or people that are just out of law school that it's very beneficial to get involved in
your community? Absolutely. No matter what you're doing, I think it's beneficial to get involved in the community. I mean, you don't have to do all the things that you or I do. Like you are. I mean, if you look at our list of things, Justin's like this too. If you look at the list of things he does,
oh my gosh,
like,
I know.
You know, you don't have to do that. You know, do it if you want. I enjoy doing it. You enjoy
I
doing
do
it.
Too,
so
yes.
do it, you know, but pick something. And I tell people this too. Pick one thing you like. Like maybe you want to be involved with, you know, women's, you know, so go and contact Live Safe Resources. They would love to have you. Maybe you want to help people who are in recovery. Contact Missy Owen. She'd love to have you down at the zone. So, I mean, there are so many opportunities to get involved. So I definitely encourage people to do that.
And that's one thing I had to learn too, because I definitely wanted to be involved in a lot. I wanted to feel useful. I wanted to give back. But you really do have to narrow down your time and your interest to something that you're really passionate about. So even though there are so many worthy causes that, you know, could benefit from having your support, you can support in different ways outside of just necessarily belonging to 30 different boards.
Absolutely. And you want to be involved meaningfully too. So
Because sometimes if you're involved in too much, it's like you're not really giving to any of those the way that you can.
Rebecca and I were talking about that yesterday too. I said, you know, there's just so many things, and usually, you know, they're all spread out, right? Because even though you're involved in like 10 things, you're not meeting, everybody's not meeting at the same time. But now with COVID, it's like now we're all coming out the woodwork. Like we've
gotta
move stuff around. So things are bumping up a little bit, but that's just
well, and what's crazy, the other day I was having to put something else on my calendar for October. And I was already looking at October, and I have like five things that, you know, have been pushed back because of COVID. I'm like, oh my gosh, this fall is going to be psycho.
Yeah, I'm the same way too, because we're both the same, where you have a lot of things that we're committed to, and usually they're pretty much spread out, but with COVID, you know, but that's not the norm.
Yeah.
So but for those of you that want to do more than one thing, it's possible. We do it.
Yes.
It's possible.
I don't know how sometimes, but absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Lisa.
Thank you for having me. It's
always fun to chat with you, but it's been so fun to kind of dig deep into some of the things we don't always get to chat about when we see each other. And thank you for your service to CYP.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service to the community. Say what's up to your family for me.
Hi. Hey, family. Yes, we'll have some extra Easter eggs and candy if you would.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'll set some to the side for you.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thank you. Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey, Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Thank you for joining me for the Cobb Life edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online. Be sure to pick up a copy of this month's Cobb Life magazine and visit us online for more complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the people of Cobb and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, plus great stories about what makes living in Cobb so special. Or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you.